Yesterday, I run into Carmen over there at Red Mesa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was eating lunch, and I look up, and then I see her sitting over there at the bar with some giant hairy guy.
Yeah.
And she did not look good. I don't mean beauty-wise. I mean, she looked like she was stressed out. And she was doing a lot of talking with her hands and stuff.
Oh, boy.
First, I tried to be creepy. I took a picture of her and texted to her, but she didn't get it. Did you even see it?
I saw it later. Oh. Like, I don't know how, but you find a way to take the most unflattering pictures of me at all times.
Mm, maybe it's not me.
Exact recreation of you.
So I went over there and talked to Carmen, and she's got a new roommate,
mm-hmm.
and she lives with that roommate who is a Russian soccer player.
Yep.
And
been
I know,
for a little over a week.
Right. I know you're going to find this hard to believe. Already having problems.
Oh, not working out well. Well, she had the, there was bugs and there might have been mold and there was all kinds of stuff.
No AC.
No AC.
AC is on. Thank you very
much. What kind of apartment is this? Is it like an apartment complex? Is this in like a house
condo
or something?
No, it's a condominium.
Uh-huh.
Condominium.
Where is a condominium?
It's a condo that his parents bought. His parents live in Chicago. And he has a brother who's 17 who's graduating next year in 2017.
Okay.
So they bought a condo to move to next year after his brother graduates.
And so he's here by himself now, and he believes he has some sort of soccer career.
Right.
Even though the Rowdies who listen to the show already confirmed that he is not part of their organization.
Yeah, he doesn't play for them.
Right. So he is, I think he just likes to play soccer.
Yes.
So he is assuming, he is telling you he's a soccer player. He has no other job that you know of, right?
No, he does.
Oh, what does he do?
His aunt owns a store in the mall, and he manages it for her.
Like one of those kiosks where they make you
buy gold.
Or put those electric things on your back.
Yo, bro, you want some sunglasses?
Yeah.
Probably something like that.
Yeah,
yes.
Listen. Pretty lady. Come here. Let me put this lotion from the seas of Arabia. You ever see those guys?
They always want to mess with your fingernails. Every time I'm in there, my fingernails look like garbage anyway.
It'll exfoliate you so good.
I have to tell you, though, they hire the hot girls, and the hot girls got the, I'm really interested in you down to a science.
Mm.
They walk by and they're like, hi, big guy. How you doing? I'm like,
is that lotion? You have lotion?
I almost had to do one of those jobs where you buy gold. I went through the training. After I got fired from my radio job, I had no other job, and so I was looking at...
You're going to buy gold?
There's a lot of stuff that goes into that. You have to go watch a movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I had to read a packet.
They melt it down after they get it. Make little bars.
That's fun time.
All right, so Carmen's birthday was just around the corner. Is that where Mo bought you the birthday gift?
Yes. Mo bought me a really nice bottle of Milagro tequila. It wasn't just like the regular one. It was like the top, like diamond.
Mo probably took it out of her office from a drunky drunk party, and Carmen just doesn't know.
No, it comes like in a box.
Milagro.
Yeah. Really nice.
All right, so you got you a bottle of tequila,
mm-hmm.
and you put it where?
On top of the refrigerator.
In her belly.
I only had about 3 shots out of this bottle.
Okay.
Because I haven't, you know, been drinking that much. It's been very long days and stuff.
Saturday night, she goes out with, listen to this crew of people. Go ahead. Who are you with?
I was with Nikki from Drew Garabo.
Uh-huh.
Holly from The Miguel Show. And then we met Aaron Miller, who is in charge of the sales team, and his friend.
A bunch of hotties.
Yeah, and his friend from Orlando.
Right.
Yep.
And
his friend, a guy or a girl?
Guy. Oh,
guy.
And then me.
I always bust Aaron's balls, because Aaron's one of those guys where he's flip-flops and loving life, and he's Mr. Peace, and he doesn't want to have any confrontation. He's a good-looking guy. And every time we tease him about being gay, which he's not, I get a slew of hot girls that I know just confirming he's not gay, like letting me know that they banged Aaron at some point. No, yeah. All right, so you guys all go out.
Yes.
And is it going good?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Anybody hook? Who would you say would be the hookups there, Galvin?
The hookups there would be maybe Holly with Aaron.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how that was going?
No.
Oh.
Holly and Nikki left, and actually Aaron kept taking pictures with me.
No.
Oh. But he kept wanting to kiss in our pictures.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, it's just for work. We're just on the flyer. We're coworkers.
Social media.
Yeah.
He's no homo.
I helped you get that I helped you get that sponsorship. That's where you kiss.
How'd it work out? Was there any makeout?
No, makeout. Like I said, he just wanted to take a picture, and he was just being cute.
What's
about
so
it.
Weird is every time we take pictures, he wants to kiss me too.
Yeah,
so.
He means it.
So what happens? When did things go wrong?
Okay. So then Aaron and his friend leaves, and it's just me at the bar, and I'm waiting for my Uber. While this guy, I went up to the DJ to request Justin Bieber.
Oh. What?
Excuse me. Excuse me. Hey, bro. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get that on.
Does your daughter love this song?
Shut up. So I go up, request Justin Bieber, and I turn around, and this guy is standing there, and he's like, "Hey, let's dance." And he grabs me, and he's a big gentleman.
The guy that you were with?
Yeah.
He's a dancer?
Yes, he loves to salsa. I guess, because there was some salsa music on.
Loves to eat salsa.
Huh?
Yeah.
He wasn't fat, but he was a big guy. Uh-huh. Yeah, like, not like, the kind of guy I see dancing to Justin Bieber.
Just like a big corn-fed guy?
Yeah. Okay. Like, he could be a bouncer anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, so he grabs me, and he twirls me around, and then instantly I'm like, oh, okay, let's do this. Let's dance. We're hanging out, and then we go get pizza, and we get in his car, and then
blow off the
you
Uber.
Get in his car?
Yeah. What? I don't know how you're not murdered.
Did you completely blow off the Uber?
Yeah. I canceled it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I canceled it. And so we're driving, and I get a text message from my roommate, who's here. Let me pull this up.
Do you have a special ringtone for him?
No. Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
You should when he calls you.
Yeah. So he texts me. He said, "I tried opening refrigerator freezer to grab ice cream."
Wait. Read it like him. Yeah. I try open refrigerator freezer.
Freezer. To grab your ice cream, and your alcohol bottle fell right on my toe.
What?
Because you left the bottle on top of the door. I got important game in the morning, and now my toe is cut, and it won't stop bleeding.
So he went to go get ice cream, and I knocked the bottle over, and I guarantee his important game is in some park somewhere.
Yeah. Yes, and can I tell you that so Saturday night when I left at 10 o'clock, there was no ice cream in the freezer.
Right.
And then
he was trying to get your tequila.
Yeah. You know what happened. Yeah. He drank your tequila and he cut his foot.
Yeah. So what? So how badly was he cut?
Really bad. Like, I have pictures.
Let me see.
Let's see the blood.
Throw it up on there.
Yeah.
Just so you know, the Rowdies don't play again until Saturday.
He's not on the Rowdies.
He doesn't play for them.
If he is, they're not playing until Saturday.
He plays for the little Rowdies.
Yeah. The Loudies.
Yeah.
He does not play for, he plays for some neighborhood team.
Okay.
It's him and a bunch of guys from Brazil.
Okay, so this is just the bathroom. This is just the mats.
Okay, there's some blood on the mats.
And he used a t-shirt. To
his
heal
own?
His own t-shirt he cut in half.
Oh, look at the mat now. It looks like an OJ scene.
Yeah, to wipe out the blood on his foot. The blood in the bathtub that he didn't pick. Still hasn't picked it up, by the way.
There's still blood in your bathtub.
Oh. Yeah.
By the way.
Disgusting.
You saying it was terrible and there's like two specks of
blood.
Hold
on. Because I haven't got to the pool yet. Oh. There's the pool of blood.
That's a lot.
That was the main pool of blood in the kitchen.
Okay,
and this
it's
was the
not,
trail.
Granted, it's not a... It's not a, it, you know,
but,
kinda,
okay.
it looks, but the thing is that this was on the floor,
yeah, it's gross.
I'd expect it to be cleaned up.
Yeah. Right.
I wouldn't get in the shower if there was blood in the shower.
And let's be
honest.
Well,
I cleaned it up because I have.
AIDS. You got Russian AIDS.
That's not how that happens.
You got
RAIDS.
That's not how that happens.
RAIDS. He didn't clean up his own blood.
No.
That's, wow.
Yeah.
That's a.
No,
I'll give you one. I'll give you a, I was too hurt. I'll do it tomorrow morning.
Right.
But I'm sure, but it didn't happen the next day.
No. I had to do it yesterday.
Oh. At least put some cones around it. Lock it off.
And like the thing is, like that was after we picked up the glass because the bottle shattered.
You and new guy who thinks he's getting laid.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll clean up glass. I will clean the AIDS, Russian blood, whatever you need. Now let's have sex.
No sex. He just wanted to cuddle.
No.
He did it.
You wanted to cuddle.
Yeah,
he wanted to get counted.
Yeah.
He didn't try anything. I was laying in bed with just a t-shirt in my underwear, And he didn't
been there.
He didn't try a thing.
Maybe he thought it was like a sure deal. You got in his van or whatever the hell it was after just meeting him.
Maybe he didn't want to get Russian agents from you after it happened.
Or he thought the KGB was going to show up. Hey, everybody that goes home with Carmen, and that's why they said everybody, try to bang her. Stop just laying there with her. Apparently, you have to initiate.
No wonder why she likes black guys. They have no problem trying. Yeah.
Good Lord. How are you laying in bed with a 25-year-old girl that's in a T-shirt and panties, and you're not making a move?
When she climbed in bed with me on the cruise, my wife was seven steps away, and I still almost tried.
Yeah. Are these guys that tired that they just want to lay down and sleep all the time?
I don't know. I pick them good, you know what I mean?
The only one that tries to bang her is Gravedigger.
He doesn't even try.
Anymore, he's done.
No.
He can't get it up anymore. She scared him so much, he can't get it up. That's what I think.
Neither can the Russian. He lost so much blood.
Yeah. No, Gravedigger doesn't even try. Like the last time, all it was him, and he rubbed my butt for like two minutes.
Yeah, that'd be enough for me.
And then he tried to make a move to go grab my boob, and I arm blocked him, and then he stopped.
Well, yeah, you arm blocked him. I would be deflated too. I'd be like, yeah, no, okay.
What are you saying you want guys to do then, Carmen?
What? I mean, no, like he wasn't being like aggressive or anything. Like it was like he was like giving me a back
but
rub.
It sounds like you want people to be aggressive. You want to block and have them continue to try and grope you.
Yeah, she wanted to fight. She wanted to fight. All right, so you got a Russian roommate for a week who's already bleeding and got Russian AIDS and guys coming over and bottles
Russian
broken.
AIDS.
You don't know that. You'll find out in a couple months. Let's play.
All units in the vicinity, please respond.
Send me out some backup. Want to bring this guy down before he hurts somebody.
How will it end?
Galvin, how will this relationship with Carmen and her new Russian roommate end?
This relationship will end by Carmen moving out before the end of April and a big blow up about you owe me money, you promised to be here for so long, this and that. Although it won't go to court, but Carmen will get visited by some guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump in real quick before Rob because I almost exactly agree with this.
Yeah.
I agree that everything you said will be exactly true. Except it's going to result in me beating the crap out of this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling me and Spanish are going to have to go over there to get the rest of Carmen's stuff.
Your backup?
No.
Okay.
We're not going over there to fight.
Smaller than Spanish.
She's going to call me crying one day, and she's going to go, I went to get the rest of my stuff, and Vladdy locked me out. And I went, I'll go get your stuff now, and I don't want to carry anything. So Spanish is going to carry it, but I'll go in there to stare at the Russian while he picks it up.
Hang on. I don't know that you just heard what Carmen said. Repeat what you said, Carmen.
He's smaller than Spanish.
Yeah. That's so I'll still need Spanish.
He's probably like as big as Rob.
Now I'm just imagining.
Smaller than Spanish, as big as Rob.
Now I'm just imagining a Russian Kermit the Frog.
He's biggie. Rob?
I'm surprised that the blood he was cleaning up wasn't Carmen's. That's how I thought that would have ended the first time. So
surely.
I say May. Yeah, May. Because what you have to get their school. When does school end?
May.
Yeah, I would say at the end of May, June, you'll be out. You'll wait until you're done school. Then you have some time after you're done school to find a new place.
Spanish?
I think at the end of either this week or the beginning of next week, I'm going to get a phone call sometime of her crying, which might be ignored. Then she'll call you crying. She'll end up moving in with you for a little bit to figure out her headspace as she clears all of her stuff out of the Russian's apartment.
I say it's more likely she shows up at your place crying.
She's more than welcome to. Joey, then, I know you probably don't like
she's going to put the whore in Whore Island.
Yeah. You come on over, Carmen. I told you this.
Finally, the whore has come back to Whore Island. And then we go over there and
then
I'm so mad that not only do we take Carmen's stuff, but I steal those little Russian dolls where one fits inside the other one.
And his patio furniture.
Yeah, whatever he has.
He doesn't have any of that.
Oh, he's got some sort of prize. Trust me. If I'm going to make the trip over there, it's going to be worth it.
Taking a fridge.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.